reasons why you might want to publish a book. This is Carrie Oberbrunner, the Igniting Souls podcast, episode 35. Hey, I just got back from Texas. What a blast that was. I'll tell you what, though. I escaped Columbus, Ohio, thinking that I would go to some warm place, and I'll tell you what, it was not warm. In fact, it was 28 degrees. What's up with that? But that was only one day, then it got warm, so it's all good. I was able to hang out with a couple clients down there and some business partners. It was fantastic. And I am just applying everything I'm teaching you. Episodes 25, 26, and 27 about partnerships. That's some of my best thinking on how to get partner up. You know, we talked about partnering up. How do you make that happen? And look, I had to learn the hard way, but today things are just exploding in this way because I've kind of been able to make a lot of mistakes and know what not to do. And so I'm able to share what now you should do. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I'm applying. And I'll talk more about that in upcoming episodes. But we have some really cool partnerships that have just started. And I can't wait to share that with you. But today we're talking about 8 reasons why you might want to publish. And I have no agenda with this content. I just think that, look, hey, I was down at a conference. There were so many times that I referenced my book, was asked about my book, talked about my book. It is not the end game. Books are never the end game. If you think they are, if that's kind of where the journey ends for you and you think you've finished because you've written a book, that's just the beginning. I'm going to talk in the upcoming episodes just because I believe it's easier than ever to get published. And just because it's easier, though, doesn't mean it's better. I talked in the last episode, 34, about some former ways of thinking regarding publishing, just traditional or just self-publishing. And I am going to present a third way here, but probably not today. It'll probably be episode 36. Today, though, I want to start back at the beginning and even talk about 8 reasons why you might want to publish. Because I think it's kind of dumb to talk about publishing models if you really don't understand the power and potential of what a book can do. So I'm just going to share from my heart things that I've been able to do with books and how it's opened doors for me. And maybe it will be able to do the same for you. So let's talk about that. 8 reasons why you might want to publish. Number one, create value. Create value. What do I mean by that? This is kind of the hidden rule about networking, partnerships. Then this really fits with episode 25, 26, and 27. When you go to someone and they have more influence than you, more impact, more income, the only way that you're going to be able to partner with these types of people is if you create value for them. Obviously, I mean, if they have more influence, more impact, and more income, it's kind of unrealistic. It's kind of unwise for them to partner with you. Why? Because it's a partner down. It doesn't mean you have less value, but it just means the more successful you are, the more opportunities you have. And the more opportunities that you have, the less time you have. And so successful people very often do not want to partner with people who have less income, less impact, or less influence than them. Why? Because they can do that every day, all day, because the opportunities are just abundant for them. Successful people have to choose the very few opportunities they are going to invest in. And one of the types of people that they want to invest in are people who have created value. And let's just give you a for instance. If there's a successful person with a child who has autism, they can have all the influence, all the impact, and all the income in the world. But if they're struggling with their child, connecting, helping them because they have autism, and you create a book on autism, you've created value from maybe your own experience with a child with autism, oh my gosh, you have an immediate attention for them. You can offer value to them. And this is just an example. I mean, it's an actually true example of someone that I know. Another person that I've met, the other person had tons of influence, tons of impact, tons of income, but they struggled with health. And one of my clients wrote a book on raw foods, and because she struggled with health, and raw foods for her, I'm not saying I eat that way, but for her, it was the thing that really helped push her through her health issue. Well, guess what? If you meet somebody like that, and you've created a book that talks about your experience and offers value on that topic, oh my gosh, you have an immediate audience with this type of person. So again, books, you might want to write a book because it creates value. You might not have all the influence in the world, you might not have all the income, you might not have all the impact, but when you create value on a topic that's an important topic, you now have a whole door open to you, a whole world that is able to be blessed and validated by your story. Number two, make a contribution. Make a contribution. A lot of us, look, they talked about the highest needs of humans, and one of the highest needs is significance. When you write a book, it's not just simply like a podcast that is audio, and it's not bad, but when you create a book, that thing, even if there's tons of ebooks today, which there are, when you create a physical book, you now have a legacy piece that's portable. There are so many times where I've been at a restaurant, got into a conversation with the waiter or waitress, heard about their story, and said, you know what, I got a book I'd love to give you. Guess what? I don't have 4 hours to talk to that waiter or waitress, but I can now sign a book, give them a piece forever, personalize it, and hand it to them, and now for the rest of their lives, anytime they want a, quote, four-hour conversation with me, they pull out that book. And I've made a contribution in their life in addition to a good tip, where now you can multiply your efforts. You can't always sit down and chat for 4 hours with everybody. But when you have a book, you can now make a contribution again and again and again in people's lives. Number three, address a need. Address a need. This is huge, absolutely huge. There are so many problems out there that are in the world, and there's so many possibilities, though. There's so much potential. And many times you see Facebook rants where people know that they know there's a need out there, but they don't know how to fix the need. They don't know how to address it. And their Facebook posts, their status updates, a little ranting or raving, 2 to 3 sentences, isn't really going to address a need. It doesn't really bring the whole situation or issue into context. And so number three talks about addressing a need. This is important. This is possible with the book. Number four, communicate a message. I really think that most of us are born with a message. And why? Because we're created in God's image, and God has a message too. It's called the Bible. It's called Scripture. And God communicated a message to us. I think we're supposed to communicate a message to other people too. Now, writing a book isn't the only way, but I knew for me, music was not going to happen. Architecture was not going to happen. I mean, there's other ways you can communicate a message artistically. But for me, a book is that way. A book writing is a way that I can now communicate a message. And for me, that's what I do. I talk about igniting souls. I talk about how to be a soul on fire. I talk about how you need clarity about your identity, your purpose, and your context. And for you, I'm convinced that you have a message. You might not know what it is yet. Maybe you do. But for those that don't know what it is, the writing process is actually one of the key ways that you get that message out in a clear way. You write it out. It's like writing out your message helps you get clearer about it. It always is true. And sure, there's edits. There's going to be edits along the way. But I know you have something deep inside you, and a book is one way, one of the easiest and best ways where you can get this message out and communicate it in a clear way. Number five. I think we're at five. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yep. Number five. Exposing injustice. Huge. Absolutely huge. There are so many issues that are out there that people are not aware of. People were not aware of all kinds of global societal issues until journalism and writing brought it to the front of our minds. Just think about movies, for instance. Movies are screenplays, these types of things. Think about a movie that has touched you. Think about a documentary. How did it start? Many times it started with a book, writing on that topic, whether it was The Lost Boys or whether it was, pandemics out there, even global warming. All these things are possible, these issue-based injustices many times that we talk about. They're exposed through the writing process. Even books that, are now turned into films like Unbroken. That story was not really known in a powerful way like it was today until the author wrote about it and she covered his story. So I just want to share with you that if you see injustice, it's not by accident. You see this injustice, and one of the ways you can bring attention to it is to really put it into writing, into a book. Here's a big one that I do. Number six, solve a problem. Oh my gosh, I could say every traditionally published book that I've written has been because it's a problem that I see that I honestly don't know how to figure out yet. I didn't know how to go from day job to dream job. So I figured it out, and then I wrote something about it. I didn't know how to be in the world, but not of it, so I figured it out. I didn't know how to make followers of Christ, so I figured it out. I didn't know how to stop self-injuring and how to have freedom from the identity issues that I struggled with, so I figured it out. All the books that I write, check this out, this is important. I write to my former stuck self. I write books to me back when I was stuck, because I think it's the most authentic way to write. And I don't write trying to sell something. I write knowing that, I used to be that reader who was stuck. I know the pain of not being clear and feeling trapped and feeling just like you're not moving with progress. That's one of the biggest, psychologists say that's one of the biggest indicators of depression. And the flip side is true. One of the best ways of motivation is to know that you're progressing, that you're accomplishing a goal. And when you feel like you're not, that's very, it's very taxing and tolling on someone's psychological makeup. So solving a problem helps give people that ammo to make strides and move ahead and progress. Number seven, gaining credibility. Wow, I'll tell you what. Again, I just came back from a pretty big conference, pretty select conference, lots of great people in the room. And you can have all the great people in the world and you can go around and, just specifically at this conference, I was able to sit, in the VIP section and chat and, add value to other people. But I'll tell you what, when you're in these sections, you can meet all kinds of people. I met an animal chiropractor. Can you believe that? I didn't even know they had those. An animal chiropractor, someone who does adjustments on like cats and dogs. And they're in Illinois and they have 13 states come to them for service. Well, guess what? As I'm chatting with this gal, and her husband was there, and he's just a regular chiropractor. When I'm talking with these people, they're great, they're fantastic. But when you're able to then, show up filled up, and then the questions flip back on you, and after you engage them for about 10 minutes, they say, "Hey, well, what do you do?" "Well, I write books, I speak, I coach." "Oh, really? What are your books on?" "Well, my latest book was about day job to dream job." "Oh, that sounds fascinating. Do you have one?" I mean, when you can hand somebody not just a business card, but a book on your topic and they are asking for it, I'm telling you, it sets you apart, especially at these early stages of a relationship, of a business partnership, of a friendship. I'm not talking about walking around and handing your book out to everybody you see, but I'm talking about showing up filled up, engaging people, adding value to them, listening, and then when the conversation, which it naturally does, shifts to you and people begin asking about you because it's unique that you sat there and listened for 10 minutes, that you were fully present, which, by the way, is the best way of selling yourself, is to be the type of person that you would want other people to be, not someone who interrupts, someone who overtalks, someone who, tries to one up you. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about when I go to these conferences and truly show up to add value. It's funny. I see some of the repeat people. I just saw one of my friends that I've met over about 2 years ago. Saw him once at a full day conference. He's from Detroit. He's in banking, and guess what? I saw him at this latest event, and we chatted, and he's a hugger. He hugged me, and he remembered. Well, guess what? He said, "How's that new book going?" And it sticks out. It's a credibility issue. We even talk about it in our culture. "Oh, so and so wrote the book on basketball, wrote the book on cooking, wrote the book on whatever." Well, that's not just a phrase, it's a perceived understanding. It's the truth. Number eight, increase influence, impact, and income. Now, with this, I'll be the first one to say you don't write a book to get more money. You just don't. There's a way to write a book to increase your income. I've done it multiple times. In fact, my latest three books, Your Secret Name, Deeper Path, and Day Job to Dream Job, all of that has happened. But it's not just by selling copies. You have to sell a lot of books. I'm talking a lot of books to move the needle. That's not what I suggest. That's not what I coach to. When I coach people in my programs and with my clients, I never say, "Okay, here's what we're gonna do. The end game is the book. Let's just see how many copies you can sell." No way. I say you always want to position your book as a business. Your book is not a business card. Your book is a business, and that's possible through this webinar that I'm actually gonna teach, free webinar. And again, if you're listening to this months and months from now, hey, maybe I'll have one coming up, but at least this one is just found at carryoverbrenner.com/book. I'm going to talk about all the ways that you can, it's really a system for taking your book and turning it into a business and not just a business card. But oh man, I'll tell you what, the first three books I did, I didn't understand that. And so I thought the end game was the book. I celebrated when the book was done. I thought that was it. I thought book signings was like the ultimate. I have boxes full of those types of books now in my basement. I had to learn the hard way. But there's a way that, especially if you haven't written a book yet, listen to this. I'm not just making this up. This is proven results. Don't believe me? Go to yoursecretname.com. Look at the business we created. Go to deeperpathbook.com. Check that out. Go to dayjobtodreamjob.com. You'll see that each one of these three are a business in and of itself. Certified coaches, speakers, and trainers, live events, passive income products. It's fascinating, but this is possible, and there's a way, and there's a system. But number eight is increasing your influence, impact, and income. Today, more than ever, I have people come up to me and say, "We've never met, but I've read your book and it really impacted my life." Or, you know, "I'm here at this live event today because I picked up your book first. I was in New York, I saw it in a bookstore, or I saw it online, I grabbed it, and I'm here today standing in front of you at your live event because of your book." I get that more and more. And in fact, I can't even count the times anymore. But there's a way, there's a system, there's a strategy. Now, if I had to go travel everywhere, which is not part of my opus, it's not part of my design of my life. I don't want to be on the road, you know, 100, 200 days a year. That's crazy. I have three young kids, a beautiful wife. I'm not going to do that. In fact, this month was the most I've traveled probably ever, and it was only three times in 1 month. I purposely choose to not travel that much because, again, I think for me, the three biggest things of drivers in my business are freedom, finances, and fulfillment. Freedom where I go as I please, finances where I earn as I wish, and fulfillment where I live as I like. Those are the three drivers as far as a business structure. And I'm not about to say, "Oh, you know, let's make it happen. Let's go crush it with 100 cities this year." No way. It's not happening. That would get boring very quick. I'm good for a few nights in a hotel by myself, and then I'm like, let's make it happen. Let's get home. Let's do life. You know, I like to do that with my family. So here's the point. Books make it possible. Books open doors. Books can make it so that you only take the really important speaking engagements. Because trust me, the opportunities are endless, and you have to have some kind of grit eventually. And books have opened those doors. So I look forward to chatting more about this with you. This is an important series. We are talking about books for a reason. I think that it's a hot topic. I think it's something I'm passionate about, obviously, because I believe that 82% of us want to write a book not by accident. I don't think this is an idea that you just, you know, wake up with someday. I think God gives you that idea, and as a result, it's your responsibility to steward that idea. And you can just bury it out of fear. You can bury it for being overwhelmed or not enough time or someone's written a book on that topic before. Look, those are all self-limiting beliefs. Those are arguments for what you don't want. And you don't get what you want in life, right? You get what you argue for. And if part of you wants to write a book, guess what? You didn't just, you know, get that from nowhere. That has been planted inside of you for a reason, but unless you cultivate it, water it, feed it, it's gonna die. That book's gonna die, that idea's gonna die. And trust me, my life would be very different today if I let all those book ideas die. And trust me, I did not have the tools, the know-how, the awareness that I'm sharing with you today. I was a guy that 11 years ago said, "I want to write a book," and I had no clue. There was nothing on the internet back then to say, here's how to get started, here's what you should do. There were not podcasts back then. There was not Facebook back then, I don't think, in 2003 when I first had the idea. So I was really on my own. I had no idea what I was doing. Today, I'm committed to help you get this thing done, to support you, encourage you, and ignite your soul. That's why we exist on this podcast and my brand and our business. We want to ignite your soul because we believe that when you become a soul on fire, everything you touch is on fire too. Because as Annis Nin said, we don't see things the way they are, we see things the way we are. And when we are engaged and people who are alive, guess what? So is our world. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. It's been a blessing to chat with you today. If you like this, make sure you subscribe, and reviews are very appreciated too. It helps get the word out, and we'll talk very soon.